This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, she is a business change specialist and a champion sprint cyclist. Jenny, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me, Derek. Looking forward to chatting, and hopefully your listeners will get some value from the exploration today.
What interested you in that transition? Like, why doing what you're doing now?
So I didn't plan it. It kind of happened accidentally. I had a massive increase in performance between Delhi Commonwealth Games and my trials for GB team for London Olympics. And the business unit that I was working in at the time, which was a pensions company based in Edinburgh in the UK, the department manager that I had asked me to present how I'd improved my sporting performance. And although I did that, I presented improvement principles. I just used some of the stories from my cycling career to kind of articulate those. And once the presentation was finished, she asked if I felt those principles could be applied in the business. I said yes, and she said, do you want to come out of role half your week and help me find some improvements in the business? And that's what I did, and that was the launch of my change and transformation career. One presentation, one leader saw something. I shared for 45 minutes. It sparked a little idea. I said it was definitely an opportunity, and she kind of stoked the fire on it. So, and you know, years later, qualifications later, lots of businesses, lots of customers helped, millions of pounds saved, all from the catalyst of one conversation that came from, how did you improve your cycling performance?
Wow. How do you lead and support your team through crisis and change?
So I think it's there's a kind of a couple of key areas I think are important to focus on. So one is about understanding what's going on and where are people in that journey, because somebody who is fearful and maybe have some personal stuff going on top of the business is going to need different support to somebody who maybe has gone through a lot more tough times and has built up some resilience and is kind of just taking it as it comes. So I think understanding where people are and understanding, that change curve that is quite commonly talked about, that people go through denial and anger and then depression, and then they eventually grow to accept the change. So I think understanding where people are on that, including yourself, because I've kind of seen leaders when there's been announcements of redundancy or job changes, and there's a team of people that are all flapping and all panicking, and they're very emotional, and they're causing
Derek
a lot
Champagne
of
here.
Stress.
If you're feeling isolated
but
right
part
now,
part of the reason for that is because that's what their manager's doing
feeling
about
uncertain,
themselves.
I want to invite
so
you
I
to
think
check
understanding
out
where you are.
Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.
And then likewise where your team is, so you know what to support them. And when these things are happening, I know it's difficult to do, but if you're a leader, then you've got to remain calm and composed. And I guess it's just about being really open and honest and keeping the communication channels open.